Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
It's Armin Ray.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Sand stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bear Seed. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Ridge drive with verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Book cast sophisticated, like old Trinidad is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere verbs can never budge me. I know I'm the die rhyme, contagion like chicken pox, you can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC protecting me, or the release of the virus. I can't tell, just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking thought, I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent and still represent and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the Lord of the land when the Lord's of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands and fill my heart with such wickedness? For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes, makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with a knowledge like a cigarette. True bad. Keep writing. The time is now,
the place is here,
the time is now,
the place is here,
the time is now,
the place is here,
time to get up on your grind, put it in gear, the time is now,
the place is here,
the time is now,
the place is here,
the time is now,
the place is here,
introducing Armin Ray Chisholm.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are. To acknowledge thanks for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat Eden Amen, which translates into all praise be to Amen. Good Hadoop Amen fam, you're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Hout. Today's show is titled, He's Crazy. And the quote of today's show comes from the Natir Sesson, specifically, Book 8, verses 4 through 9, and they go as follows. Suffer not yourselves to be carried with the great stream, but stem the tide, you that can lay hold of the haven of safety, and make your full course towards it. Seek one that may lead you by the hand and conduct you to the door of truth and knowledge. Clear light is that is pure from darkness, where there is not one drunken, but all are sober, and in their heart look up to him, whose pleasure it is to be seen. For he cannot be heard with ears, nor seen with eyes, nor expressed in words, but only in mind and heart. But first you must tear to pieces and break through the garment you wear, the web of ignorance, the foundation of all mischief, the bond of corruption, the dark covertures, the living death, the sensible carcass, the tomb carried about with us, the domestic thief, which is in what he loves us, hates us, envies us. Such is the hurtful apparel with which you are clothed, which draws and pulls you downward by its own self, lest looking up and seeing the beauty of truth and the good that is reposed in it, you should hate the wickedness of this garment and understand the traps and ambushes which it has laid for you. Therefore does it labor to make good those things that seen and are by the senses judged and determined, and the things that are truly it hides and envelops in such matter, filling what it presents to you with hateful pleasure, that you can neither hear what you should hear or see what you should see. And that is the end of the quote. I like to first start out this show by stating why I titled it, He's Crazy, because the he is talking about me. I say the things that I am about to say. People look at me and reply, you're crazy. You don't make any sense. You need to shut up. Stop talking. I hate what you're saying. I don't like to hear that. Please shut up. That's what they say. When I say the things that I'm about to say in this show. Because truly, we are walking through the darkness of the times. It's not just this person or that person, it's all of us. We are truly walking through the darkness of the times. And what is mean by the dark, we don't see what we should see. We don't hear what we should hear. We completely tune it out. Or we completely keep it out of our sight, the things we should see. We completely tune out the things we should hear. I had an interesting conversation with my dad and my sister earlier this week. And we was talking about masonry. And it came up because I brought up a dream that I told my dad about some years ago. And that dream was about my grandfather's funeral, my dad's father's funeral, that I dreamt about. And when I told him about it, that wasn't a dream. That actually happened. And what I dreamt about was I was walking across the street. My mother was holding my hands. I was a younger person, a younger kid. And I was walking towards your grave. And I knew that grave was my grandfather's grave. And when I started to walk towards the grave, my mother squeezed my hand and said, "No, you can't go there." And so I sat still, and my dad was confirming that that wasn't a dream. That really happened. I was actually dreaming of a memory in my past. And the reason why I couldn't go near the grave, because they was having a Masonic ceremony. Even though I was the man's grandson, I was not permitted to see it. My dad, that I know that I had that dream because the Sesson was telling me, beware of masonry. And then he said, "You know, you're right, because I was exposed to masonry, and something didn't feel right about it." That's all he said about it. That's it. And, you know, I said back, "Yeah, what you was exposed to was that, I'm sure they didn't tell you, but the god of masonry is Lucifer." Where did I get that from? There's a book called Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike. Now, I haven't read the book because I'm not a Mason. I've seen excerpts of it in other books, but I haven't personally read it myself. I tried to check it out the library one time, and I was kindly told, "You cannot check this out. You can come read it in the library," because they want to make sure that the right people are reading this book. And I'm not one of those people that should be reading that book, so that's why they made sure that I didn't get access to it. Why am I saying all of this? I'm saying all of this to make one simple statement. Most of us don't know the world that we live in. Most of us don't know the so-called leaders that we're following. we don't know who they really are and who they're working for. We simply don't know it. We think that these people that are put in front of us every day, because they are popular, it means that they are right. Some of them may be very fortunate because they are popular. Something great about them. There must be something about them that we must follow. That's just what's been laid out in front of us all our lives, that we seem to worship the path of the fortunate and the famous. Now, again, what I'm saying here, they say I'm crazy. I'm not in my right mind. I'm just stupid. Now, this is a beautiful world. I don't remember the jazz singer that sung that song. I guess it was Fats Domino. But that's what you should be saying. This is a beautiful world. And then I'll say, well, walk through time and find out Fats Domino was a Mason. So I can't trust anything he says. Yeah, this Masonic world full of lies was a beautiful world to him, because he achieved fame and fortune in it, and he ate well. So to him, it was a beautiful world. And so he made a song like that, fool those coming behind him, fool the souls coming behind him, that this is a beautiful world. I first like to read from, I know I read this a while back, within my own personal researching. And I want to say that this document, The Secret Covenant, comes from the writings of the Illuminati. I can't think of exactly who they were. I guess it was the Illuminati, and this was the part of the writings of, I can't think of the name of that document. For some reason, it was a document from the so-called Zionists. Well, not the so-called Zionists. They are Zionists. And these Zionists laid out a plan of how they was going to go over the world. I don't know why I can't think of that document, but this comes out of that, this part called The Secret Covenant. It comes out of that. And it goes as follows. An illusion it will be, so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We will create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know that the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always and will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. Stop right there. You heard me say on this show a couple of times, just speaking about my own relatives, that none of my grandparents past 70 years old. When I was told, people were supposed to, well, not told, but assumed that people were supposed to live to about 100. I was even told that people actually should live up to 120 years. That's what I learned according to that so-called holy book you call the Bible, that people are supposed to live 120 years old. And some say, well, where you get that from? And I believe it's in Genesis. It talks about that. But let me continue. Their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so they will never see what is happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths. They will destroy their minds and reproductive systems. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, in what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. Be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good, with fun images and musical tones, McDonald's. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Continuing on. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, in what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. Poisons are good, with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products being used in film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it's for their health. Vaccines. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children and we will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. What does that sound like? Fillings. Ability to learn has been affected. We will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. They will grow depressed, slow and obese, and when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention towards money and material goods so they may never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so they may never be one with the oneness of it all. Amen. Their minds will belong to us, and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. TV, radio. We will use fear as our weapon. Terror, terror. We will establish their governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides, Democrat, Republican. We will always hide our objective but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be pure always, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. Black on black crime. We will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. Control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will guide them kindly and gently, letting them think that they are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity between them through our factions. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits us best. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, but they cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. We shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. Again, movies and music. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them, that we are all alone. This they must never know. They must never know that color is an illusion. They must always think they are not equal. By drop, we will advance our goal. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will deceive them into accepting laws that we steal the little freedom they will have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. I always say it in this show. This is not part of the covenant, but this is just to confirm what I've just read. Goliath, fame and fortune are the illusions of this world. Again, fame and fortune are the illusions of this world. Let me continue. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We will use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiment in our favor. When they shall rise up against us, but they are less than that. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. We will recruit some of their own to carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not of us. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of passage to higher realms. Members of these groups will think they are one with us, never knowing the truth, i.e. Masons. Keep going. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us. For their work they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. They will never reach the higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. Truth will be hidden in their face, so close they will not be able to focus on it until it's too late. Oh yes, so grand a illusion of freedom will be that they will never know they are our slaves. When all is in place, the reality we will have created from them will own them. This reality will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs we have established from time immemorial. Religion? Their religion. But if they ever find out they are our equal, we shall perish then. This they must never know. If they ever find out that together they can vanquish us, they will take action. They must never, ever find out what we have done, for if they do, we shall have no place to run. for it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. This is the secret covenant by which we shall live the rest of our present and future lives. You hear that? Present and future lives. For this reality will transcend many generations and lifespans. This covenant is sealed by blood, our blood. We, the ones who from heaven to earth came. This covenant must never, ever be known to exist. It must never, ever be written or spoken of, for if it is, the consciousness it will spawn will release the fury of the prime creator upon us, and we shall be cast to the depths from whence we came and remain there until the end of time of infinity itself. And that's the end of the secret covenant. Now, I'm going to inject what all this means. Okay, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, and you need to hear it, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in. First, amen. First, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. And for those listening on playback, I will continue. 2 cents in to what all of that just meant. And when I read that secret covenant, I go into the Apocrypha book and I read about the fallen angels, which in Book of Enoch gives the names of all those fallen angels. And this is their covenant. But this so-called covenant was passed on to these people, you know, the boogeyman we call the Illuminati. They are the ones that are running the corporations on this planet right now. They are the ones that are running the entertainment on this planet right now. They're running the law systems of this planet right now. They print the money of this planet right now. This money, which is really an illusion, it doesn't mean anything, but to most of us, it means everything. It means everything. And then we look around at our lives and we wonder, why is our lives so hard? This is the reason why, because they have us chasing their illusions. Part of the illusion, man-made religions. Let me read a few of them to you. The Baptist religion, created in 1608 by a man named John Smith. The Pentecostal religion, created in 1901 by a man named Charles Parham. The Mormon religion, created in 1830 by a man named Joseph Smith. The Jehovah Witness religion, created in 1872 by a man named Charles Taze Russell. The Seventh-day Adventist religion, created in 1863 by a man named William Miller. Find out what these men actually stood for. Quit being lazy and do your homework. That was something my son posted last week. And when I seen it, like I said, I make up these shows. Like when I drop the mic for the previous show, a lot of times that's when the next show pops right in my head. And then I immediately say, I'm going to run with this. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But Sesson guide me. And so those two pieces of information, the secret covenant and these man-made religions, in front of me. And I said, this is the way I have to go. The information just came to me. And when I talk about these things, because, you know, this is not something that I just seen and I said I'm going to run with it. It's something that I've talked about a lot in the past. And when I talk about this information to people around me, they think I'm crazy. They think I'm a lunatic. Now, I took the time to walk through time. It's just a metaphor. It means I study history. Study what came before me. Before I came to this planet, what was here and what happened. I studied it. That doesn't make me more special than anyone else. Anybody can do it. If they stop chasing the illusions of this world and see the things that are. You know, this is not just something, it's who I am. It's the doctrine I follow. There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are. It's the doctrine I follow. It's not just a doctrine. It's a way of life. It's more than a doctrine. A way of life that's been whispered throughout the times. But the times have become very dark, so most of us cannot see or hear this. So, many years ago, when I realized how dark the times was, and I connected with that universal presence and said, send me the book of life. Because I begin to wake up. And I know, or I knew back then, that I was surrounded by lies. The things that people said was good, something in me was saying, no, they're not. There's nothing good about them. And that's when I begin to realize the Creator gave me a very intelligent mind. And because of my intelligent mind, I can find the things that are hidden. It just means hidden. But I can find those things because of the light within me. I can say something crazy. Well, it'd be crazy to you. When the Creator said that you are mine, Creator said that. Does the Creator talk in my head? No, absolutely not. I'm not schizophrenic. There's nothing talking in my head. That's when I learned dreams are and the power within them. Creator talks to us in our dreams. Sometimes not directly. It's through symbols, and you have to learn the symbols, learn to decode those symbols in your dreams. Because that's what dreams are. That's the way the Creator talks to us. It's when our minds come out of these prisons, we call, and we walk as immortals in dreams. And that's when we can make contact with the universal mind, the intelligent universal mind, I should add. And then when we look in ourselves, we see the great intelligence within us. These are the true virtues or the true powers that we hold within ourselves. You know, these mystery religions tell us to look for the Creator outside of ourselves, when the proof is it's always been in us. It's always been with us. Brace yourself. That's the true message. Don't look for anything outside of you. Embrace yourself. Know who you are and what you are here to do. This is the true teachings. Now, we know that from the land of Kemet, in all the temples, there was always something placed on every temple. Man, know thyself. Know yourself. For you are the light of the world. You are the true way out of this hell that these demons has made for all of us. You are the way out. For you. You are the way out for you. It's time that we come out of the ghost spell. We have to come out of it. For the sake of the souls that are coming behind us. Those souls must regenerate if they're ever going to resurrect. We all must resurrect to destroy this illusion around us. Then we have some so-called famous conscious teachers that are actually working for the enemy. They're teaching you to, chase this illusion, to believe in this illusion, to worship the enemy, to call on the enemy to save you. That's what they teach. Just like my father and I was talking about, my father, sister, and I, that since the hidden things about religion are starting to come out, and we have those that say, forget religion, you know, curse at religion, etc. They'll tell you that. But forgetting that in these religions, a lot of our sciences were injected into them when we begin to take on these religions. And that's why we can't forget about them. Because a lot of us is within them. A lot of truths of us is within these religions. And that's why we can't just throw them away. We have to examine them and pull ourselves, our sciences, out of these religions. And hold on to our sciences. But we let the myths of these religions go to the wayside. Totally abandon the religions. And curse at them and be hateful towards them. And what's the alternative? Lies, illusions, misnomers. I know what I'm saying on this mic right now. Very few agree with it. But I'm saying it anyway. I'm not here to make friends. I have to be truthful to what was presented to me and my teachings, the Imani teachings. I have to be truthful to that. And me remaining truthful is the only way that many of you are going to see the light, not because of me, but because of what I'm saying. True light is within you. You are the light of this world. Know yourself. Know who you are and what you're here to do and carry out your mission. First, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
It's on the way.
I hit the earth like a comet, invasion, sense, permanent, shine like us eraser. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust, I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bears need. Trap behind the fence, overstand, you can't catch rain cause of your mere hesitance. Bridge drive with verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Vocab sophisticated, like old Trinidadians playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete.